This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Police fired tear gas and protesters broke windows at a shopping mall Sunday in anti-government demonstrations across Hong Kong. Hong Kong is in the sixth month of protests that began in June over a proposed extradition law and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy and other grievances. Democrats and Republicans are already fighting over witnesses for the public impeachment hearings scheduled for later this week. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as the vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran State TV is reporting that construction has begun on a second nuclear power reactor at its Bashir plant amid heightened tensions over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Authorities began pouring concrete for the base of the reactor on Sunday. Bashir's first reactor came online in 2011 with the help of Russia. This new reactor, similarly, will be built with Russian help. Iran's leader says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in the southwestern region of the country. President Hassan Rouhani says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil and could boost the country's oil reserves by a third. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Cambodia freed opposition leader Kum Sokha from a house arrest on Sunday, Reuters' David Doyle reports.
After 2 years under house arrest, Cambodia freed opposition leader Kum Sokha on Sunday, but it's keeping charges of treason in place. And the joint founder of the now-banned Cambodian National Rescue Party, or CNRP, is barred from politics and from leaving the country. Outside Kum Sokha's house, his lawyer says they are continuing to push for the court to drop all charges. Pressure has been growing on Cambodia's authoritarian leader Hun Sen to ease a crackdown on his opponents, as the European Union considers whether to cut preferential trade terms it gives Cambodia as a least developed nation.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded, and thousands are fleeing their homes as violence and human rights abuse escalate in northern and northeastern Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In just the last 5 days, at least 92 civilians have been killed in these two separate battles. The UN Human Rights Office reports most of the deaths have occurred in Syria's northeastern Kurdish-controlled area, which is under assault by the Turkish military. It says 49 people have been victims of airstrikes, ground-based strikes, and summary executions. These have been carried out by opposing Turkish-affiliated armed groups and Kurdish armed groups. It says another 31 civilians have been killed by roadside bombs in populated areas, most likely planted by groups opposing the Turkish military offensive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least three people have died in bushfires in Australia, and at least 30 others have been injured. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The bushfire crisis spans two states in eastern Australia. Monstrous walls of flame have terrorised towns and villages. Many fires in northern New South Wales and parts of Queensland continue to burn out of control, despite a military-style firefighting effort. Water bombing aircraft have doused them from above, while hundreds of firefighters, many of them volunteers, have gone into battle on the ground. The full impact on life and property could take days to emerge. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A strong cyclone is lashing northeastern India and Bangladesh on Sunday, killing several people in both countries. More than 2 million moved to shelters across Bangladesh's vast coastal region. Elections are being held in Spain today in the country's fourth election in as many years. A leading leftist party pledged to help the incumbent Socialist Party in the hope of staving off a possible right-wing coalition government that could include a far-right party. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.